If you or someone you love is interested in classical music, listen carefully. This program is for you. We will play for you some of the best known classical pieces and have you screaming for more in absolutely no time. My name is Arch and this is Archie's Archives. I have with me today Coral, who is one of my students, and she has a wide interest in music. Wide interest or very narrow interest?
No, pretty wide interest.
Pretty wide interest. And unfortunately, she likes crazy popular music or rock. What would you call it?
Punk rock, mostly.
Punk rock?
Yeah. I like a lot of 90s music.
90s music?
Yeah.
Now, I know about the Cranberries. They don't count, right?
Yeah, that counts. They come up on my radio station sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, because they come up on your radio station, you're talking about Pandora. So
yes.
That means that must be pretty close to what the kind of stuff that you like.
Yeah. So I have a station made from Panic at the Disco, and it plays the Cranberries on.
Oh, in case our listeners don't know, I think everybody must know about Pandora by now, right?
Probably.
Everybody listens to Pandora. And basically what you tell Pandora the kind of songs that you like, and they go out and find other songs that you might like as well, and actually they have people giving them money to try and push their songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like my daughter has this group. If they sign up with Pandora, then people will be listening to my daughter's songs all the time. So, and what my listeners do not know is that Coral is also a fabulous flutist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been playing since fourth grade.
Really?
Yeah.
God, you're awesome. So,
thank you.
Yeah. Did you bring your flute?
No.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That could have been something you could have done.
Next time. Yeah, but so, I play piccolo.
So do you absolutely hate classical music, or you just don't like it as much as the punk rock?
No, I don't hate it. I like to play it on the flute, but I wouldn't listen to it in my spare time.
So how come? So don't you even listen to like flute stuff on the radio?
No.
Never?
No. I like more band music anyway. I don't play like flute solos unless I have to for an audition. Like I prefer to just play full ensemble music.
Oh. Have you heard this fabulous flute sonata by Poulenc?
I don't think so.
You don't know? Let me try and get it on YouTube. That is awesome. If you must learn to play that someday before you die.
Okay.
So anyway, of course, I have to play this one sonata by Francis Poulenc. Or Francis Poulenc, I don't know how to pronounce it properly. It is probably the most famous flute sonata ever written or ever played anyway. And so here it is, with apologies to poor Coral.
Thank you.
I talked with Carl a little more about taking flute lessons and so on, and this conversation was conducted over the sound of us listening to that same sonata on YouTube.
Do you take like flute like lessons over here? Or
not here. My old band director from high school, mm-hmm. who retired, he lives in my town, and his wife is a professional flutist, so I used to take lessons from her over the summer, every summer.
Because if you were getting lessons at LICO, mm-hmm. boy, they would introduce you to it like a flash.
Yeah, the woman that teaches the lessons here is our flute choir instructor, so I do, like, I know her, but I just don't take private lessons here. Sounds fun.
Didn't that sound fun?
Yeah.
And it doesn't sound difficult.
No, it sounds difficult.
Yeah?
That part that he just played sounded hard. This part doesn't sound hard. That part. Listen to that.
Oh, yeah.
Next, Coral and I talked about playing the piccolo. She is the piccolo player at Lycoming College. And he was saying how she learned to play the Stars and Stripes.
Do you ever listen to the piccolo stuff?
No, I only think of piccolo when I'm thinking of Washington Post or something.
Yeah.
I mean the Stars and Stripes Forever.
The Stars and Stripes Forever piccolo solo.
Yeah.
It's like the most famous piccolo solo.
Mm-hmm.
I played that in high school. Mm-hmm. They made me like memorize it and stand mm-hmm. up and play.
Yeah, are there other pieces that you play on a piccolo?
Oh, yeah. Here I play like every single piece on the piccolo.
But are there, actually, that's what I'm saying, there's a full piccolo sonatas?
Probably. Last year on band tour, we went to see the Cleveland Orchestra, and there was a huge piccolo. Like, she stood, like, right in the front and played. Like, it was a big solo thing.
Oh.
Okay, so now we got to hear the Stars and Stripes Forever. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
I was delighted to hear that Coral was interested in learning the oboe and the clarinet, and I was just telling her that I would give anything to be, you know, young again and have the potential for learning those things. But anyway, so we were talking about two different things, about this particular piece and these other reed instruments.
And another thing I'd like to, my God, I'm like inflicting all this stuff on you, but this is really awesome. Ravel, and even for piano, and then he orchestrated it, right? But there's this one movement that is just gorgeous flute stuff. Isn't that it? Actually, this might be the movement I'm looking for. That's clarinet.
Mm-hmm.
There's oboe.
I want to learn to play the oboe.
Me too, like in the worst.
I borrowed the school's oboe. I have it in my dorm, but I...
And it's pretty much the same as flute, right?
Not really. The fingerings are slightly different.
Well, the clarinet is totally different.
The clarinet and the oboe, I think, are pretty similar. The clarinet and the flute are a lot
because
different.
Because they overblow at the octave and fifth or something like that.
There's, like, the register key?
No, the one that where you blow hard and you go pops up to the next.
Oh, yeah. I think you can do that, yeah. But the flute and the alto sax have the same... fingerings,
yeah.
Right? Like
yeah.
Every single note.
Yeah.
But the clarinet's slightly different.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, I think the oboe is similar to the clarinet. But so I'm having a hard time learning the different fingerings, but it's fun. I like the oboe.
It was so wonderful that I didn't have to look for only flute pieces to supplement Coral's interview, because she likes wind instruments generally. And in this particular piece, the only thing that you don't hear is the brass. I think maybe you hear it for a fraction of a second. But mostly it's strings, oboe, and there's a lot of oboe, and I suppose there's have two oboes trading off on the phrases. And then there's a flute coming in to give it a glow every once in a while, and then you do a furious run up and down, and then a clarinet or two, and so it's just a lovely masterpiece of orchestration.
Thank you.
Let's put one of your things in here. So pick a good one.
Pick a good one.
Pick anyone. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. This one's pretty punk. This one's...
I don't mind how punk they are. My daughter sings pretty punky kind of stuff. Have I played any my daughter's stuff?
No.
They're kind of not more than punk. It's like alternative.
Yeah, I was an alternative too.
I like punk, like I like AC/DC.
Mm-hmm.
They are awesome. Devo.
Yeah, Green Day is like my favorite band ever.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I saw Green Day in concert.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, a couple years ago. Ah, turn it down. Turn it down. It's a rock concert in here. This song sucks. You can skip to like...
M&M's.
Skip this one.
Skip this one?
Yeah, I always skip the first two tracks on this one. This one sucks even worse. Yeah, I like the rest of the CD. This is a good one.
This sounds very much like Green Day.
Yeah. Have you ever heard this song before?
I never heard these guys.
There's one near the end that I like really like.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so like rock though. I don't know which one it's called. I just have to hear the intro and I'll know which one it is.
Now Bach wrote four orchestral suites. The word suite is spelled S-U-I-T-E, like a suite of furniture. And anyway, the second one is intended for flute solo and strings. So in honor of choral again, here is the second movement called Rondo. The soloist was Elaine Schaefer, and I had seen her name associated with Yehudi Menuhin, and I assumed that she was British because Menuhin lived and worked in England. But I have just found out that Elaine Schaefer, who died very young in 1973, was a native of Altoona, PA of all places. So it's all the more reason we should listen to more music by her. Carol was playing for me CDs of a band called Blink 182, and so I had got the impression that that was her favorite band, but it turned out that her favorite band was Green Day, which is a band from the 90s, and it just so happened that she didn't have any Green Day CDs with her in her dorm room, but she had these Blink CDs. So here's some Green Day. This is the song that everybody knows the best, Time of Your Life. And
another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. Some make the best of this ass and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. Go! It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you have the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Archie's Archives on WXPI Radio 88.5 in Williamsport.